Now, a lot of things have changed with print media versus digital media over the last 20 years. What challenges did you face as being a new media entity?
I think it's some of the biggest challenges were it wasn't so much a challenge collecting the info and putting it out there. It was more of building the audience. And then one of the biggest challenges has been being, being taken seriously as a competitor media in the market, especially when it comes to advertisers. You know, people looking for information and a younger generation looking for information, that's transformed a lot more quickly than people that are looking to find advertisers. You know, the people looking for info online for the, you know, a major portion of those people are probably 25 to 34. But the ones that are controlling, you know, what their business is doing and where the ad spends are being placed and that kind of thing, they're usually 40, 50, 60 and over. So there's kind of like a disconnect between the users and people that are, you know, making the ad buys. And it's more of it's just taking longer for an older generation, I guess, to get used to the idea that the internet is here to stay. It's something that's transforming the way people, you know, get information. And it's a formidable competitor to radio, print, TV, billboards, and it's a place where they need to spend the money.
Sure. And you feel that people have gotten on board with that more and being accepting of that?
Yeah, definitely in the last couple of years, I think. You know, it kind of took almost, I mean, the internet really began the momentum, I guess, probably, you know, early to mid-90s, but it's taken probably at least 10 years for some of these decision makers and advertisers to come on board. But it seems like the last 2-3 years, you kind of have like, I mean, the internet has grown so much, it's almost impossible to ignore at this point. Plus, you have people that, you know, are in their 20s, 30s, and 40s now that are becoming the decision makers, and they're used to the internet, and they grew up with it. So that's one of the first places they look. So just kind of a slow transformation, but it seems like it's been picking up steam the last couple of years.
Now, you are an early adopter of social media when it became popular. You had a big MySpace presence and transitioned over to Facebook, Twitter, and now Pinterest. How do you feel social media has been of help to you?
I mean, it's been a tremendous help. When I started the site, there really wasn't anything like that out there. And so your advertising had to be more through traditional means, you know, advertising through the traditional media, getting the word out through radio campaigns, stuff like that, or online buying advertisements through something like Google AdWords. And, you know, MySpace comes along, and here's a free way where you can connect with thousands of people and get your message out. Then Facebook comes out, and then Twitter and, you know, Pinterest and Instagram, these other ones that pop up, and they've all been free, and it's been incredible free marketing. And I actually haven't spent, I think it's been 15 months, and I haven't spent a single cent on advertising because I've just been focusing on building, you know, the Facebook fans, Twitter, and that, you know, those direct a ton of traffic to the site. Like, Google's still a big director, as is people directly typing in the, you know, the site name, but Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest are kind of like, you know, one of the top three as far as referrals to the site.
Well, with Pinterest, you got on the bandwagon fairly early with that, and you started doing something with historic Grand Rapids photos. And being that you weren't originally from Grand Rapids, how did seeing those change your view of Grand Rapids?
Well, it's kind of – that's like an interesting way that it all came about, because I really got more interested in the Grand Rapids history aspect as I was building the site. But then my wife, Audrey, is from Grand Rapids in the area, and her grandma actually owned a antique store on Fulton Street by John Ball Park. And so she was really interested. We, you know, kind of went to antique stuff. And so we started a collection, and the collection really is what decorates our office. But there really wasn't a way to publish it to have other people be able to see it. So, you know, Pinterest really began making waves, I would say, in September and October last year.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so my wife, Audrey, was on it all the time. And so I'm like, well, what is this site? So I played around with it a little bit, and it just clicked that this is a perfect place where I can put the Grand Rapids history stuff that's in the office. And I, you know, would find stuff on eBay from time to time, but it was hard to link all in one place. And it's like, wow, this is a perfect way to kind of display historical stuff in a museum-type format.
Sure.
And it's you know, really taken off over the last couple of months. I think the main Grand Rapids History Board has over 1,000 followers now.
Oh, wow. Yeah, as I found it fascinating seeing some of the Grand Rapids photos from the 70s and 80s when I grew up. I mean, what a trip down memory lane to see those.
And it's been fun, too, seeing some of the older stuff from the first heyday of Grand Rapids, you know, during the boom of the furniture industry and the lumber barons and all that stuff. And There are some incredible buildings that unfortunately don't exist in Grand Rapids.
Right.
And it makes you appreciate the historical ones like the Flatiron Building,
sure.
some of those. It makes you appreciate those so much more because we lost a whole bunch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the area of City Hall, DeVos Place, that was three or four blocks of just solid stuff built between the 1880s and
right.
1950s and all got torn down in the 60s to make way for all that other stuff.
Yeah,
so.
It's interesting to see what used to be there and how the lay of the land used to look. And some of the downtown area looks radically different. But
it really does. I mean, that was the theater and entertainment district.
Yeah.
Those are all gone.
Yeah. No, it was a very thriving area down there way, way back, before our times.
Yeah, before our times and before the 28th Street and the large movie theaters and the suburbs and
but even
malls
seeing
and stuff
the 28th Street photos from back then, I mean, it's just it's amazing to see what the city used to look like.
It's kind of fun to watch the transformation where it all started in the city of Grand Rapids, and it kind of the city in the center sort mm-hmm. of died out 50 years ago and all moved to the suburbs, and now you kind of see this transformation back where downtown is coming back,
right.
East Hills and, you know, on Cherry Street and Wealthy Street and East
mm-hmm.
Town, and it's kind of fun to see the way people move and change over time, and you know the way it's set up on Pinterest by decade. It's just,
right.
You're really able to see that
yeah,
so clearly.
Yeah, it's very easy to go flip through those.